This is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. I'm Rick.
And I am the DJ Blue.
And he's
still 110%.
Naaman.
Me, myself, the DJ Blue. That's it.
That's hilarious, man. You'll never get that one up, huh?
No, never.
That's funny.
I gotta be true to who I am.
I don't know. I mean, I feel you.
I hope
am
so.
The DJ Blue.
I hope so.
So it's something that we've talked about a lot is like stages of dating, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like when you meet somebody, a lot of times it stages to it. Like one thing that we talked about is talking and dating exclusively and stuff like that. So I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more, go into a little bit more detail about it. So when you first meet someone, do you immediately share all of yourself with them, or do you just give them like the bits and pieces you're comfortable with?
I'm everything. I give everything 110%.
Just all in right away.
Yeah, why not? Because I mean, I could be extra. So I mean, at any time, I may make a joke or something. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want that to be, well, you weren't like this at the beginning. No, I'm a be me, because I don't believe in changing that for anybody. Because I'm gonna be me at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, I feel like we're on the same page when it comes to that. But what about as being open with people? Like, do you share every bit of yourself? Like, do you feel comfortable being vulnerable with somebody that you just meet?
Well, I don't think that's a thing. I don't, like, you shouldn't be vulnerable with somebody you just meet. Like, shouldn't be. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be. Like, so, no, I do not feel comfortable being vulnerable, because at that time, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So you have to hold up that protection just to make sure you're good. You don't want to just instantly be no punk. Like, you know what I mean? But you can do that with somebody you've known for a long time.
Yeah.
So, but you, like I say, you don't want to be no sucker. Just, you know, just sometimes I cry watching the movie Cats. Like, you know, like that's not for you.
Is that tears of joy or?
Right. Is that tears of joy or?
I really
don't like cats.
I feel me and you are on the same level when it comes to that. Like, you know, like I want to give myself, like I want to be. I'm always open when I first meet someone, but it's like levels to it, to where, you know, when you know someone, you can say stuff and they'll understand the context of which it's coming from.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could say something in a joking manner, and to somebody else it might sound serious, and I'm like, oh, that's horrible. Like, why would you say that? But I say something like that to you, and I was like, oh, I know this. He don't mean
right.
that.
Like, exactly. Like, you know, like, man, I kill that. Like, wait, what are you going to do? What?
You're going to do, excuse
like,
me?
Like, man, that's a lizard. No, that's not what I meant. Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, I mean, I feel like there has been times where I've shared a little bit too much too quickly, because you feel comfortable. Because I feel like depending on how comfortable you are with that person, you end up opening up more. But definitely, I feel like it is, especially in today's world, because everybody is moving so fast.
Right.
And people just sometimes have a tendency to want to know every single thing about you, like, right away.
Yeah. And that's okay. I think for me, like I say, even now, if somebody asks you, you know, like, you know, something personal, I think we talked about it before. It's your choice to kind of discern, like, all right, if I'm uncomfortable with this or not.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's perfectly fair to know a lot about somebody when you first meet them, or to feel comfortable. And I guess if you do feel vulnerable, me, myself, personally, you know, I would not. But if you do, that's a good sign, because that person just makes you feel that comfortable.
I mean, yeah, it's a good thing. And a bad thing, because sometimes you put your comfort in someone that you probably shouldn't have been comfortable with, and you share too much.
I think for me, working in, you know, just relations with other people's and talking to people and doing things like that, I get a lot of people who share a lot of information with me. So maybe I'm that person that makes people feel vulnerable, because I will, you know, meet somebody and they would literally tell me everything about them.
I think it has something to do, because, I mean, people do the same thing to me. I feel like it's dope. I mean, we're very accepting people, and I feel like people can feel that.
Yeah.
It's something that you feel when you talk to somebody, so it makes you comfortable. And I never judge anybody from whatever they're saying. Like, I try to. Well, at least I try to get to know them as a whole before I make any assumptions. You know what I mean?
Well, I judge the, like, my thing is this. If I ask you what's going on, or if I ask you these questions, and you just blurt out everything about it. Like, that's you telling some, like, I don't like that. Like, for me, it's entertaining to see, like, but it's not like, I don't like that. That's not something that's cool to me. You know what I mean? Like, hold a little bit back.
Yeah, I mean, it is something in the intrigue. I can remember dating sometimes you'll get to know them and then it'll be like they're talking to you like you're their boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they'll be like telling you all this stuff and it's like, I think you're cute, yeah, but I don't know you. Like, I don't really like, care.
Like, because like for me, like asking, you know, like I said, making somebody feel vulnerable, you know, me asking, well, how was your day? I expect like, you know, oh, it was good, and or it was, you know, it was a terrible day. But usually I get, yeah, well, my boss did this.
It's like they go into detail.
or like this guy did this to me, and it's like, man, it's like I don't want to hear it, but I'm okay with it.
It's like I'm fine with it.
So it's like maybe that's it. Maybe I'm giving off some type of signal. Like
it's like I'll listen, but like I really don't care.
Yeah, like but and it's not that I don't care. I'll put it like this.
Be real. You don't care.
No. It isn't like I don't care. It's more or less like I would rather talk about something else.
That's real.
You know what I mean? Or maybe I just don't want to hear as much.
I mean, sometimes I don't care about the details as much.
Yeah.
It's like I care about more like how it made you feel.
Yeah.
And it depends on what stage we are in a relationship. If we're in a stage where like you my boo, you my woman, then yeah, I care more about the minutiae, the details. But yeah, if I'm just getting true to know you, it's like, I really don't care about the details. Like, you had a bad day at work. Oh, that sucks. Like, let's talk about it on a surface level.
Yeah.
Or, oh, like, you're not feeling that good. You know, like, you want some soup or something like that. You know, I don't need all of the details right there because I don't feel like we're at that level where we share that kind of information.
Yeah, I agree. That makes a lot of sense, surprisingly.
So have you ever been on the side of that? Have you ever felt like you gave someone too much too quickly? Too much, yeah, yourself?
Yeah, I would say so. Most of the time I do.
There's too much too quick.
Honestly, I think I do. But I like for me, it's okay. Like, because if you can't take it, you can't take it. Yeah. I can't pretend to be a different person. Like, I can't. That type of stuff sends people into depression and many other things. I mean, mental health is definitely something we've always talked about when it comes to relationships. And my mental health would just be not there, you know?
No, I definitely feel like sometimes I've gotten too comfortable with women too quickly and started sharing information that they might have said, like, oh, like, I'm ready to hear it all and I want it all. And then you start sharing it. And then they're not quite ready to hear it because you guys don't have that connection. And just because you feel like y'all have that connection, she might not feel like y'all have that connection. So sometimes I'm trying to like be more careful with what I share because I'm a very open person.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just going to give you me. But
I have to.
I'm starting to learn, though. It's like you can still give people you, but you don't have to give them all of you right away.
Yeah.
It's some stuff that you can keep reserved and you can keep to yourself just until you feel like that's a trusting source. Because the reasons that I would regret giving someone too much is just because they weren't worth that energy.
Yeah.
And then I gave them too much energy up front when I should have been like sitting and just watching and seeing what they were giving me back.
That's true enough.
Yeah. So has there ever been a situation where you feel like you wish you had to give someone more energy than you gave them? I mean, I can go first. It's been times where it's like women that I've been interested in. Mm-hmm. And I would think that I'm doing enough to let them know that I'm interested. This was way before I was like, nah, I got to be verbal. This is like one of the things that taught me to be more verbal.
Yeah.
Is that it would be women that I would be interested in. We have a good bond. And it may even be like a romantic-ish bond. You know what I mean? You haven't crossed any lines, but you feel like you have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been times where I haven't like taken it the next step. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, it stalled out. And I never was like, hey, like, let's kick it or anything like that. So I feel like it is some situations and some relationships that I possibly could have missed out on that I can think of some that I really wanted to be in and see what a relationship would have been like, but I wasn't as forthcoming. I didn't give as much energy into that as I should have. I was too distracted with other things. And I can think of some situations where I was like, man, like, you know, like I really wish I had to just spent a little bit more time on that because that could have actually evolved into like a cool relationship.
Yeah. I think you've said enough for the both of us there. I don't know if you were listening to what you said, but that was a lot. Like,
I gotta speak my truth.
I think you've covered it. I think I'm good on that one.
I gotta speak my truth, man.
You've covered it. I'm still trying to process the second half of what you were saying. Like, that was a decent amount.
But
that's essentially the same thing. You know, you can't get over it. You can't get past it.
No. I mean, I feel like I would more so regret not giving enough than giving too much.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, if you gave all you had, then, you know, it's like, well, it didn't. That's the best I could do. That's what I had. And I gave it all. But if you know that you could have gave more for a situation, it's like you'll have that wondering, like, oh, what if I had to just actually tried a little bit harder, or actually had to just tell her how I felt instead of assuming that she knew how I felt.
Well, I think for me, I've got a lot of positions like that, man. I got a lot of, I would say, situations that I wish, yeah, maybe I would have, you know, done something different, gave it a little bit more energy. But I mean, I have to continue to move forward. And if the thing is, if I'm thinking to myself, like, could I have given more energy, and maybe they weren't giving me enough energy, and that's why I didn't give it. You know what I mean? Maybe they didn't feel what was needed. You know what I mean? Because that's the truth, though. Like, if I'm giving energy, I need that same energy back in order for me to go as strong as I'm going, because it's a give and take situation.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. If I'm constantly depleted, I'm doing this and doing this. I don't think I've ever been in a great situation where I was doing most of the work and happy.
No, I mean, in that.
Wow, that's
kind of, that is kind of, that's deep, man.
That is deep. I'm going to write that down in my journal.
You think about it, when you, like, just talking to someone or giving, expressing yourself, sometimes it's like stepping on ice. And so when you step on that ice, you're taking that leap of faith that the other person is going, the other person is going to step out there with you. And when you step out there and consistently that other person is not stepping out with you, you just get further and further.
Exactly.
And then you're just out on the ice by yourself.
That's a concept. Like, I never even thought about it that way, but that could be the reason why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
Because if you're giving me a certain amount of energy, like, I'm going to definitely reply and I'm going to respond to it. And I'm not talking through text message, but period. You know, I'm going to be very responsive to the energy you give me. So I guess, I'm a creature of energy. Like, you don't give me any and I'm backing off.
And that's kind of real, you know, like, dealing with sometimes it'll be times where I'll be honest and they'll be like, look, I don't have the energy to give you.
Right.
And it's like either people can believe you or they don't. Wow. But don't come saying, like, you're not giving me energy when I explicitly told you, like, I don't have that energy to give you. Either I'm not emotionally there to be able to give you that energy, or I'm focused on something else, whatever the reason is.
Other things is where you want to place your energy.
And I mean, if I'm being honest with you, you know what I'm saying? That my actions are going along with that. So I'm telling you verbally and you're physically and, you know, whatever else you're seeing, that I don't have that energy. Don't expect that energy. Yeah.
And I think based on what you're saying, if you are to witness that and you verbally, like you said, if they don't want to either help you or see how they can help get that energy pumping or even give you some, some insight, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's by far for them to just move along.
I mean, it's fair, because I've been on both sides of that. I've been trying to give people energy when they weren't ready to receive it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I still, like, will press on.
Tired.
And being on the other side of that, you know, like somebody constantly trying to give you energy when you're not there to receive it, is more harmful than it is helpful.
110%.
And it's like, sometimes just backing off a little bit helps out
100%. Yeah.
Because, you know, what you're really interested in, like us as men, a lot of times we go after the things that we really, really want.
Right.
And if the time, sometimes the timing is just not right. Sometimes you just have too much on your plate. Sometimes you're just not emotionally there. Whatever the reason is, believe what a person is showing you.
Right. Say, when they showed them, what is this, in that Tyler Perry one? When someone, oh no, it wasn't even Tyler Perry. I'm not going to even do that. It wasn't TP. It was Maya Angelou who said it.
He quoted Maya Angelou. Yeah. Was it in the movie though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was in the play.
Oh, okay.
The Tyler Perry play.
Okay.
But Don't see, you making me say his name. See, all right. No, it was in a play that I saw with Madea. Okay. That's better, right?
Gotcha.
Because Madea was saying it. But it was like, if someone shows you themselves, believe them. That's how you, but I mean, that, and that's like real. True. Like, that's so true. That's like, it works. And I look at that, like, people change all the time, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the changes is basically changing the habits that they did, but who knows if those habits are still there. Those habits are somewhere. So they've showed you who they are. So you have to still expect those things even with the change.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff does change, you know, and you got to ride the wave. And I always say, like, you have a choice. Whenever you're talking to somebody, even if you're in a relationship with somebody, you can take what they're giving you. And if you're not satisfied with what they're giving you, you want more, you can tell them. And if they're not willing to change, either you're going to accept it or you can walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
that hard.
It's not really great. It's not always the greatest of choices to make. But at the end of the day, it's still a choice.
Yeah. Man, it's...
I was listening to Coffee with Kendra, a friend of the show. I was listening to one of her episodes recently, and she had, I can't remember the guy's name. I wish I knew. I'll try to link it in the show notes. But they were talking about, he was actually making a point of how when a woman are dating men, if they're saying like they're at one level, don't give them another level.
Yeah.
So if they say, if you say that, oh, we just kicking it, if y'all just kicking it, don't give them like husband and wife energy.
Yeah, that's valid.
And I was like, that's so true, because it's so many times that, you know, we give this energy that we're not getting back, and sometimes we're just giving too much. And you think about it, sometimes people are more interested in the things that they can get from you, whether it be like sex, money, status, security,
all the above.
They're more interested in those things than who you actually are. So that's why sometimes, like, I really try to be careful with that, because I talked about it before. I never want to be that person that I'm with somebody who wants me because of something other than who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, as a man, like, I'm just so, I wouldn't say paranoid about it, but I'm watchful about it, just because I feel like it's so easy to fall into that trap, especially like when you're like dating on the dating apps. Mm-hmm. It's just because so many people are just hungry for relationships, and that's men and women. And like, whether a man is just trying to talk to you to get sex or whatever, you got to really make sure that you're not giving them the more energy than they deserve.
Oh, 110%.
I mean, like, when he said that, and like I said, I wish I remembered his name. When he said that, like,
just call him He-Man.
When He-Man said that, it was like, dang, that's so relatable, because it's so many times that, you know, you'd be in a relationship and y'all would just be kicking it, and like, I would treat her like she's my wife. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or I've seen like female friends of mine, they'd be kicking it with somebody and they'd be treating that man like that's her boyfriend, but nope. Like he for the streets, he for everybody. So just being careful with the energy, that making sure your energy is matched. And if it's not, I mean, it doesn't always have to be matched. It doesn't always have to be reciprocal. But just remember, like, if you start to get drained, that's why. Because you're accepting something and you're giving something more. And it doesn't always have to be one on one, but just be cognitive of what you're doing. I think that's the important part, is just being aware, making sure that you know that you're giving up a lot of yourself and you're not getting a lot in return, because everything isn't about reciprocity, but, you know, it might not be one-on-one, but you definitely don't want to just be giving your all and getting nothing in return.
Yeah, that would be terribly blay. And simply because, and I'll say it like this, that goes back to what we're saying about the energy. You know, if you're giving that energy and then that energy is not being replenished, you're pouring out and not receiving anything. It's bad news. You end up empty and tired.
And then you go and tell your friends that you're empty and you're tired. And then they're telling you, it's like, you give all your energy to this person that's not your man or not your woman. And jeez, you're tired because of that. And they be like, I'm going to keep doing it.
Jeez.
That's like, all I ask is you be aware of that, men and women. Like, women, make sure that you're not pouring into something. Like I go back to that quote, make sure you're not pouring into a broken vessel, because you could be pouring more than that cup can hold. Mm-hmm. And just make sure that you're being replenished one way or another, whether you're replenishing yourself by taking time for self-care, or, spending time with your friends who help you to refill, you guys recharge each other, or, you know, that person, like, hopefully is that person that you're trying to kick it with. Y'all give each other energy. I can think of all the good situations that I've ever been in. Whenever I get with, like, I even think about just friends, think on a friendly level. Whenever I get with certain friends, like, we both, like, at the end of hanging out, when we finish, even if it's just a work session, like, we was working together, like, man, like, I feel so energized. You know what I mean? You know, you have mm-hmm. those friends that you just feel energized after you hang out with.
Absolutely. They replenish that energy. They fill up that cup. You can't hang around anybody like that.
That's true.
You gotta have people around you that fill that cup up. Otherwise, you're going to be pouring out. You're going to be depleted.
100%. So my homeboy Smitty from the No Repercussions podcast, he sent me this a while ago, and I just haven't had a chance to put it on here. But it looks like the original person who had posted it is Mr. Funky Unicorn.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's a name.
That's a hell of a name. And it's a meme. And I, if I remember, I reposted it to when this episode publishes. But it says, since y'all don't know how to date, and it categorizes the different stages of dating. And mm-hmm. I actually like this list. So I'm going to read the whole list, and then we're going to break it down one by one. Mm-hmm. So the first level is talking. We exchange numbers. We do things on a friendship level.
Okay.
And maybe even had sex. Testing okay. the waters to see if it's a growing interest.
That's the first night.
That's just talking. That's just okay. talking.
I was about to say, wait a minute. This is like the first, how many hours do you have? Because
like, this is 5 hours.
I got to ask questions.
So the second step is dating.
Okay.
We're spending time together dating, various activities, movies, bowling, concerts, dinner, etc.
Holding hands.
As friends with a mutual interest in each other, but we still are allowed to talk to other people.
Okay.
Dating exclusively. We are dating, however, we have cut off all other people we're interested in and focused on us getting to know each other better. And then the final stage is relationship. We have made a mutual agreement to become a couple. It's just you and me, point blank, period.
That's it?
That's it. Those are the stages.
I believe there are 5 levels. We talked about this.
This is 5 levels.
This is a year ago we talked about
this. This is 5.
We talked about
it. So you have a different list. You don't necessarily agree with this one.
I mean, I gotta go back and redo my list because it's on wax. I got to listen to that episode where I talked about it. I gotta go back to it. But that's interesting, though. That's a whole thing.
A lot of times we've talked about talking.
Yeah.
And it was hard to kind of describe it, but I feel like they put it really eloquently.
Yeah. Oh, much more than I would have.
Oh, for sure. And the only thing that I would probably change with talking is probably, I feel like once you add sex into it, that's dating.
Sex is definitely dating unless yes. you're a thing. I mean, I'm saying like literally, unless that's your intention, you just boning everybody that you date.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is honestly terrible because you're creating a temple. You're making love. You're supposed to be in a temple.
It reminds me of a song.
Makes it so dirty.
It's called Imported, and she's like...
I sound like a gentleman.
Sounds can be deceiving.
You want to make love.
But in the song, she says like she's tripping because she's standing here like dude didn't just see her naked. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like it's like something sacred about it. So... the only thing with this list, probably like in that part, I would probably move like sex into dating. I mean, but
I mean, move it up a notch
from the way that you and I are with being physical with somebody, like our philosophies on it are similar.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people don't feel the same way that we do.
That's a concept. Man.
But
yeah,
just,
cause
I mean, we've had people on the show who said like, it's kind of like kissing is more intimate than that.
Yeah. See, that's. I don't know. I gotta need the intimacy of the kissing first.
That's what I'm saying. So,
like, take me out. You gotta talk to my mom before we have conversations. you gotta talk to the whole family before.
So
we
yeah. So I mean, so talking. Yeah. So talking. I feel like in this definition is like you kind of like you're being friends, but yeah. you're trying to decide whether or not you want to be more than friends.
Yeah.
And so dating, so to refresh the dating, we're spending time together doing various activities, movies, bowling, blah, 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 friends with mutual interests, but we're allowed to talk to other people. So that's kind of like that's like drilling it down, like I'm attracted to you. I want to possibly be in a relationship with you. We're working towards that. We're seeing if we're compatible. and we're kicking it, and you know, we're gonna see what happens.
Okay.
I kind of feel that. That feels like an accurate description of how I would agree with that. Dating is like you're trying to get to know someone. You're more than friends, mm-hmm. but you're not quite together.
Yeah. I mean that can get lost.
Yeah.
More than friends, but you're not quite together. What is the in between?
Dating.
You're describing dating. You can't say the in between. You can't say dating is more than friends, but not quite. Then you can't say, oh, dating is this and this, and then in between is dating.
I mean, dating is in between talking and dating exclusively.
But can't be more than friends, but not date, like not quite together. You can't be. That's not a thing, is what I'm saying to you.
I get what you're saying. I guess it's that point. See, I think the thing is, I feel like men and women interpret dating a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like for us, a lot of times, and it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. A lot of times, depending, like I will date one person at a time. But if you're dating multiple people at a time, like for a lot of women, when they start to date a man, they find a man that they actually are dating, then they automatically, they go from talking to dating exclusively.
Yeah.
And the thing that I would caution against is just making sure that if you feel like y'all dating exclusively, make sure that y'all have talked about it.
Make sure both of y'all know.
Because you might be dating exclusively and he might be for everybody.
He might be. See, she might be.
She might be for everybody. So I don't know. So I just feel like it's just that next step. It's kind of like I'm interested in seeing if this can evolve to something, but it doesn't necessarily. I mean, it could start out there and you can go back to just being friends.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, not talking, you're just friends. Dating is like friends with the potential to be a couple.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Yeah. And then dating exclusively is the same as dating, but you kind of cut everybody out. You do cut everybody out.
I feel like dating is your period to get to know them, right? That would be the...
Right.
You know, there shouldn't be any claims on dating.
What do you mean?
I mean, like...
Y'all, that's not your girlfriend.
Like, right, exactly. Exactly. Like, you don't need to know the girlfriend stuff. You know what I mean?
You don't need to know where I'm at.
Right, like, exactly. If I don't answer my phone...
We're not sharing locations at dating.
Right. Exactly. If I don't answer my phone, I don't answer my phone. If I don't answer you, I don't answer you. You know what I mean?
Like, I remember,
you see me at the strip club, you see me at the strip club.
I remember telling someone, like, you know... Like, it's not like, oh, like, you didn't tell me where you were going. I was like, well, you're not my woman, so.
Right. Like, what do you mean? Like, what? We're dating.
I was where I was at. But yeah, so dating exclusively is like that. Like, yo, we really about to see if we about to be in a relationship. I feel like that, like, when you go exclusive, that's almost instantly a relationship. For most people, I feel like.
Yeah, if you're exclusive, it is a relationship.
Relationship is more formal. You know what I mean?
What's your definition of exclusive?
Exclusive is just you're not talking to anybody else on that level. You're not going out. You're not going on dates with other people.
What was the next one you said?
Relationship.
So is that on the list?
That's on the list.
It's exclusive and then relationship.
Yeah, so it's talking, dating exclusively. And then relationship. Which one is the same thing?
Exclusive?
Dating exclusively and relationship.
And relationship? Yeah, is that not the same thing?
I kind of agree.
Because you'd have to define what makes you exclusive.
So I think the thing...
That's a hard word
I think
to say.
Exclusive. I think the thing with exclusive that varies from a relationship is that you could be exclusive, but you might...
See what I'm saying?
You might be exclusive, but you're not gonna. You might not claim them on, like, you're not Facebook official.
Right, right.
That's the thing. When you're actually in a relationship, even though y'all dating exclusively, you're not necessarily posting them on anything.
So I mean, but
and they don't have a title.
But that was kind of like my situation. It was posted on the Facebook that we were in a relationship.
Oh, I remember that.
But so does you see what I'm saying?
But there's, I mean, but
is that exclusive?
But I mean, for you. On her side, on her side, y'all was in a whole relationship. On you, you was probably still in the dating phase.
Exactly. So what I'm asking is, how is that different? Because it seems to me that's exclusive.
I mean, a relationship is just a title. I feel like that's when the title come in. That's when you, like, if you
And that's when it came in.
So, I mean, for you, that was a weird situation. Y'all wasn't on the same page. That don't count.
That does count. That does count.
Y'all wasn't on the same page,
we
man.
Were more or less on the same page.
She kind of was like, you my boo, we together.
More or less. But, you know.
See, you started, like, you thinking about it like, yeah.
No. I mean, I told the story. The story went the way it did. Like I say, more or less. More or less.
But, I mean, I just think that the big difference between dating exclusively and being in a relationship is that if you're dating someone exclusively, mm-hmm. you're not going to introduce them as your girlfriend.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, then that's when it's like, hey, this is my girlfriend.
So if I'm dating someone exclusively, you don't know about them.
I mean, yo, like, people will know, but mm-hmm. it's not necessarily something that you would tell everybody.
Who is that? That's my homegirl.
Yeah, that's my homegirl.
Rochelle. Oh, okay. She always with you. Yeah, we're exclusive, so just chill out.
We're dating.
Don't tell anyone. We are still dating. We are not quite exclusive.
I mean, so like if I was dating someone exclusively, you would know. If I was dating somebody, you would
Listen
know.
Listen to how dumb that sounds. No, wait. We are not exclusive. We are dating. Do not say that. She is my homegirl, Rochelle, not my girlfriend. My home girl.
You're so stupid, man. But I mean, I can see where the confusion comes in. That's why it's so hard, kind of hard to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
So for me, like I'm on board. Like I feel like talking is two friends trying to see if they want to take it to a different level. Dating is that you're dating, but you guys are going out on actual dates and you're trying to see if you want to be exclusive mm-hmm. or not, but you can still date, talk to other people.
Okay.
Dating exclusively is that you're not dating anybody else. You're just dating that person and you're trying to see if you want to be in a relationship with that person. And a relationship is where the titles come in. That's the only difference. I feel like, in my opinion, dating exclusively and actually being in a relationship.
So a lot of times
it's like you could date someone exclusively.
Okay.
If I was dating someone exclusively, that doesn't necessarily
we've said exclusive
so many times.
That's all I'm hearing. Exclusive. If I do this exclusively, then it's gonna happen. It sounds like we're lawyers. Like, no, this is exclusive. Look, my thing is this.
So like you're not me and my mom until we in a relationship. Period.
Okay.
So we put a title on it.
This is ridiculous. This is just stupid. All right? Because like I say, once you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship. Okay?
Yeah, that's the last stage.
There is only like talking, dating, and then relationship. That's all there is.
Tomato, tomato. Like, no.
No.
Look, check this out.
There's no.
It is. So, because I know someone who was dating someone. They were dating and they were still going out on dates. And then the person that she was dating was like, I want to date you exclusively. They were exclusive. They only dated each other, but they were not technically boyfriend and girlfriend at that time.
So what were they doing?
They were dating exclusively.
So, I just want to hang out with you tonight. Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out with you for a week. What are we? We're exclusively dating.
I feel like dating exclusively is like a trial run for a relationship.
So stupid. No, because you're like, you know, we just had sex, and then she looks at you. Well, what are we doing? Well, we're exclusively dating.
We're exclusive. That's what we are.
Oh, so what does that mean?
I mean, I'm not doing the things that I do with you with anybody else.
So you did she be like, so you my boyfriend?
Nah.
We're just dating.
Testing it out.
But you said we were exclusive. Yeah, we're exclusively dating.
It's like a leasing with an option to buy.
You see what I'm saying? Like that's so stupid.
I mean,
we hang out, we go to the movies, we do everything together. What are we? We're exclusive. We're not in a relationship? No.
Because we haven't said that word enough.
You'd be like, did you get my Facebook request to put the relationship as you my man? First of all, we're not in a relationship. We are exclusively dating.
I mean, in the literal sense of relationship, it's every step is a relationship.
Oh, God.
But agree to disagree. But whatever, I feel like the important thing of this list or any list, when whatever your list may be, it's making sure you communicate that with your partner or partners, depending on what stage you are in.
Oh, God. If you're in the dating stage, apparently, your partners.
Partners. Make sure whoever you're talking to that y'all at least understand each other's list. Y'all list don't have to be the same.
But you and the whole group.
But you should at least understand where that other person is. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't want to like yo dating and somebody else dating. Like I always say, you never know.
You don't. Like if that's the way people are doing it, I'm disgusted.
You disgusted?
I'm disgusted.
Looking like grandma, man.
You look like grandma.
we should both look like grandma.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I feel like it needs to be an infographic because at any one of these stages, you could probably be friend-zoned or you could just go back to being, like, excommunicado.
That's why I said there's pre-stages. See, there's pre-dating stages. Yeah, like pre-dating. There's always. That's what I'm saying. I've already covered it. You know what I mean? But it's going to be in my book.
Okay? I don't think we ever released that episode. So.
No, we have. We're going to release the open booklet.
Release I Am the DJ Blue Cut.
It's going to be a booklet on how to date.
I got you.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of pages, maybe up to 10. It's going to be an ebook. I'm going to ebook it, and I'm going to release a couple of copies.
Yeah, you're going to print them yourself.
Probably.
Well, as always, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. To be a part of the conversation, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rick and Naaman. Please be sure to like and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. You can follow my personal account on at Dodism, and that's DODDSISM. And you can find Naaman at
I Am the DJ Blue on all the platforms that you can get me on.
But until next time, boys and girls, remember,
there's always a next time.